Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix, a Netflix original series. In a school bathroom, Zoe applies makeup and looks in the mirror.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
She runs a curling iron over a section of her hair. The iron touches her wrist and she holds the burn under a running faucet. Later in the gym, she stands on stage with Winston. A sign nearby contains the word auditions.
Welcome to Degrassi's 60th anniversary gala. I'm Zoe Rivas, and I'll be your host for this evening's showcase, along with my handsome sidekick.
She looks at Winston.
Winston, I thought we talked about your little crush. I can't let it interfere with the show.
Well, I guess you'll just have to kiss me. You know, diffuse the situation.
She kisses his cheek.
Oh, what's that gonna do? It has to be a real kiss.
They lean in, but Zoe pulls away.
And then we kiss for real, the crowd goes wild, I make a joke about your terrible breath, and the show begins.
next audition up is Esme Song.
Zoe steps off stage and faces Esme.
Save yourself the trouble, the part's basically mine.
And you are?
Zoe Rivas, the girl who just nailed that audition.
Are you joking? You look like you'd rather walk on a bed of nails than kiss Winnie the Chew.
All that matters is that Winston bought it, which he did. He's had the hots for me since, like, forever.
Esme leans in close.
Forever was a long time ago.
She pulls away, and Zoe looks at her chest.
Eyes up here, Zoe. I can't really blame you. They are beautiful.
Esme, are you ready?
May the best girl win.
Don't worry. She will.
Winston holds out a script for Esme as she steps on stage. Zoe watches her. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag buy me pizza. Starring Amanda Arcuri, Amir Bagheria, Soma Bhatia, Stefan Brogren, Chelsea Clark, Raya Downs. Outside school, Maya walks over to Jonah and Grace and sits between them on a bench.
Hey.
Hey.
So, Tristan thought that for the anniversary gala, I could arrange and perform a new version of the school song with Peter.
Like that mentor guy from your co-op?
Yeah, he used to go here.
So instead of us, your actual band?
Well, that's what I said, but if you hear me out, okay. What if our band performed with his band?
Two generations of Degrassi bands. It could be cool.
I guess I could learn to get along with a couple more people.
Great, because I already told him yes. Oh. Everyone's gonna go bananas.
Baz stands by Grace.
You know, it takes real courage to dress like you're actively trying to repel male attention.
What did you just say to me?
I mean, it's commendable that you let your wardrobe tell everybody, I've got extreme damage.
Grace stands to face him.
You've got 3 seconds before I remove your face from your head. Three.
You should probably run.
Two.
Baz runs off.
Never too short to be an idiot. What?
Well, you know, the black on black on black is kind of terrifying.
Terrifying?
Whatever. I think it's cool that you don't care about looking attractive to guys. And on the plus side, you're always ready for a funeral.
True.
From the steps, Zig waves at Grace.
Frankie's not racist. She's just white.
Lola and Tiny sit by Zig. She eats olives off pizza.
There. No more olives for my boo.
Zig scrolls through photos of girls on his phone.
Swipe. Swipe.
Dude, stop comparing every girl to Maya.
Whoa, here's a familiar face.
Lola's picture.
I love that pic of me.
Why are you on Tinder?
Because it's fun.
Well, you're dating me.
I just use it to flirt with guys until they buy me pizza.
Wait, that's actually a thing?
Yeah. Guys are dumb. They'll buy you anything if you ask, right?
So another guy bought you this?
How does it feel to have another dude's pizza in your mouth?
Tiny spits out a mouthful of pizza.
This is against the relationship rules. You gotta delete the app.
Why are you making such a big deal out of this? I'm not interested in other guys. Just pizza.
But pizza's never just pizza. You know what? Enjoy your olives.
Tiny walks off, leaving Lola with her mouth hanging open. Zoe and Tristan walk into a classroom.
What do you know about this Esme girl?
Nothing good. Why?
She was messing with me at the auditions, I think.
How?
You believe I want to kiss guys, right?
Next question.
I only liked Grace because I thought she liked me back.
So you're suffering from fatally low self-esteem? Yeah, being gay is way better than that.
They both sit on desks.
This time I focused on non-romancy things, like landing this part and kicking butt at the gala. I want to do something I'm good at.
She takes out her phone.
And there's Winston's email now. Dear auditionee, we regret to inform you that...
She glances up at Tristan.
I didn't get a call back.
I hear the knitting club is accepting new members.
In the gym, Lola wears her volleyball uniform and lies on the floor. Shay and Goldie, also in uniform, stretch in front of her.
You okay, Lo? You're not talking.
Lola sits up and faces them.
When you're dating someone, should you delete certain apps because your boyfriend wants you to?
What? No way.
Definitely no.
Good. Then I'm keeping Tinder.
Oh, Tinder? I changed my answer.
Me too.
But I'm not doing anything wrong.
It's a dating app. And you're already dating someone, so why do you actually want to keep it?
Can't I just want it without interior motives?
I think you mean ulterior motives.
Yes, you get it. Can this be a feminist club protest?
While I support your right to choose, even when it comes to apps, this is a bit more nuanced.
Are you sure you don't just like it for the flirting?
I just like knowing that there are other guys out there.
What? Why?
In case things don't work out. Duh.
She looks at the floor.
Okay, it's your choice, but I get why Tiny's upset.
Me too.
So now you're on his side? Maybe I should get relationship advice from girls who've, you know, actually been in one.
Lola mimes dropping a mic and turns away from them. In the hallway, Zoe catches up to Winston.
Why didn't you give me a call back? Tell me, I can handle it.
You weren't that funny?
Then write better jokes.
Plus, we don't have any believable onstage chemistry.
That's ridiculous. You've wanted a piece of this action since day one.
What? Maybe forever ago, but that's not even a thing anymore.
He steps closer to Zoe.
To host this thing, we need someone who can make the audience fall in love with them. Someone who's magnetic.
I'm not magnetic?
Not like Esme is.
What did she do that I didn't?
She popped on stage. She totally sold the whole sexual tension bit. And you didn't. Sorry.
Winston turns and walks away. In a school bathroom, Grace stares at herself in the mirror. Maya comes out of a stall.
Peter's already taught me so much in my internship. Arranging a song with him is going to be unfreaking real.
Maya washes her hands.
Do you think it's weird that I'm wearing black all the time?
I don't know, it's your style.
But do you think it pushes people away?
Oh my God, is there a boy?
No. I just wonder if I'm missing out on experiences because people assume things about me.
Is this about what that dumb guy said?
And the fact that you and Jonah agreed that I'm always ready for a funeral or whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry, Grace. I didn't mean...
But maybe you're right. I don't want people to not talk to me or think about me certain ways just because of how I look.
So there is a boy? Okay. Well, I mean, clothes definitely send a message. And to some, yours may say... go away. But, I mean, you're happy with who you are, right?
Grace smiles weakly.
Great.
Maya hugs her. In a classroom, Zoe walks up to Esme, studying at a desk.
I need to ask you something. I have a test to cram for.
Zoe shuts Esme's textbook.
Wow. So your reputation is totally accurate.
Show me how you auditioned.
Oh, don't be mad. We did say let the best girl win.
Just show me.
Esme smiles and stands.
Ladies and gentlemen, Degrassians and Degrassiettes, I'm Esme Song, and...
She steps closer to Zoe.
I can't convince you of my theatrical genius if you don't look at me. I thought we talked about this little crush. Blah, blah, and then you say... you just have to kiss me.
Zoe looks into her eyes.
Say it.
Then you'll just have to kiss me.
Esme leans in and gives Zoe a peck on the lips.
Then you say.
Zoe continues to stare at her.
It has to be a real kiss. And that's when I pull you in close, and then...
Esme pulls her close, then Zoe leans in and kisses her hard.
Whoa. If you kissed Winston like that in the audition, you would have gotten the part for sure.
I have to go.
Zoe turns to see a group of students, including Baz, standing in the doorway. She rushes past them. A girl wearing tan ankle boots and a hot pink dress walks down the hall and stops in front of Zig and Tiny in a lounge area. Zig does a double take when he sees it's Grace.
Hey, guys.
Whoa.
They stare at her.
Come on, Tiny, we've got math.
Hold on. Did you have a mental breakdown or something?
I think what Tiny means is question mark.
Go to hell.
She turns away.
Wait, are you seriously not? Look, I'm sorry for laughing, dude.
Apology not accepted.
Look, I know we haven't talked much since I...
cheated on Maya.
Zig follows her down the hall, then they face each other.
Look, if this is the new you, that's cool.
Grace looks down.
But the old you is awesome, too.
Zig starts to walk away.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at me, and I'm mad that I'm mad about it.
I think you just inceptioned me.
I've just worked so hard not to let other people get to me about this stuff.
So you're mad at yourself for caring what other people think?
Like, what if I only push people away, and one day it's too late, and I...
She furrows her brow and sits on a nearby bench, folding her hands in her lap. Zig takes a seat beside her.
You always do your own thing. And that's what I love about you. Don't change unless it's for yourself.
Grace looks over at him.
How can you be such a huge jerk sometimes and say the exact right thing at other times?
It's my curse. Does this mean we can still be friends? Because I, like, totally miss you. I mean, if you want.
Yeah, we can be friends again.
They smile, and Grace lays her head on his shoulder. Her eyes go wide, and she sits up abruptly.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go deal with something.
Uh-oh, who's the victim?
No one I can't handle.
In Tristan's office, Zoe paces in front of Tristan.
I can't believe I kissed her.
I can.
This doesn't mean anything. Anyone can turn anyone on if they push the right buttons.
She sits on his lap.
Tell me you haven't been a little bit curious about what it's like with the girl. It'll be our secret.
She leans in close.
Sorry. Nothing.
She stands with an eye roll.
So, did you like it? The kiss?
Kissing is kissing. Feels good.
Yeah, especially when you're a lesbian and you're kissing a pretty girl.
I'm not a lesbian. I don't want to be.
Yeah, as you keep saying, but why not?
Because...
She sits across from him.
I never saw my life like that. I always pictured a big wedding and kids and long hair.
What decade are you living in? You can be gay and have all those things.
It just seems so hard.
What's so hard about being honest with yourself? In my experience, it's much easier.
I don't want to have to be like you. I just want to be normal.
Tristan's face falls.
I didn't mean...
Not cool. Just because you're in the closet doesn't mean you get to be a homophobe.
Tris, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Just live in the closet all you want, but don't put your self-hatred on me.
He shoots her a look before walking out. Zoe lays down on the row of cushioned chairs. She looks at her wrist, then pulls back her sleeve to expose her curling iron burn. She pushes on it, grimacing. In a lounge area at school, Lola walks over and spots Frankie.
Can I see your phone?
Lola grabs her phone.
Are we talking? You're my girl. I'm not gonna stop talking to you just because you might be a little racist.
She scrolls through Frankie's phone.
Why don't you have Tinder?
Because I have a boyfriend.
And he made you delete it?
No, I did that myself.
Tiny's mad I still have it.
I gathered. Look, now that I'm with Jonah, I can't imagine being with anyone else. He's kind of the only reason I'm getting through this whole mess.
They look at Tiny, studying nearby.
But other guys remind me that there are other options.
Why do you need other options?
For when Tiny breaks my heart.
Why do you think he's gonna do that?
Because that's how it goes. I'm not stupid.
Or maybe he won't. You just have to take the leap and see what happens.
That's scary. Too scary. I'd rather just get it over with. I can't do this anymore. Sorry.
Wait, isn't that a little rash?
Better than letting myself care and then getting my heart stomped on.
Lola turns her gaze toward Tiny.
3, 2, 1.
They watch as Tiny looks at his phone. Tiny puts down his book and stands. He looks around and spots Lola, then walks over to her.
Did you just dump me over text?
It's easier this way.
Easier than what?
Everything!
You're unbelievable.
Believe it!
He storms off. In an area with tables, Zoe walks up to Miles.
Hey, have you seen Tristan?
Yeah, he was trying to get his Zoe Rivas voodoo doll to work.
So you heard. Great. I need to find him and apologize. Wait.
What did Tristan tell you?
Not for me to know. It's none of my business.
Zoe starts to walk away.
I used to care what everyone thought about me, too.
She turns back.
Especially my dad.
Zoe looks at Miles, then takes a seat at the table with him.
Then what happened?
Therapy. A whack of it. Made me realize that if you care too much about what other people think, you just end up hurting yourself.
Tell me about it.
The only people who matter to me now are the people who actually like me for me.
Nobody likes me for me.
It's funny you should mention that, actually. You know, Winston really likes you.
He didn't even give me a call back.
I think he figured it'd be too weird working with you. Listen, just forget other people's definitions. Be the person you want to be.
Outside school, Lola swipes through pictures of guys on her app, and Shay studies.
I'm much better suited for the single life.
You do seem happy.
The happiest. I've already found a replacement for Tiny. He goes to some school across the city, so I won't get attached. Hello, Anton.
Wow. He sure looks like Tiny.
No, he doesn't.
A message from Anton pops up.
Wanna grab a burger? Not quite what I had in mind. Can't. School. Send me.
She sends a pizza emoji and a question mark.
Ew!
Will you give me a pizza that booty? Ew, seconded. Ugh.
He's definitely not funny like Tiny.
Lola looks at a photo of herself with Tiny.
You know that feeling when you feel like you've made a huge mistake?
In theory.
I'm feeling it.
She stares at a picture on her phone in which she playfully bites Tiny's cheek. In the hall, Maya and Grace strut over to Baz, sitting against lockers while reading a book.
Boo! You need some serious personality rehab, you know?
You
are a little puke? What exactly is your problem?
He gets to his feet.
I was negging you.
You were what?
Maya grabs his book, The Pursuit, and reads.
By insulting a woman, you can undermine her self-confidence. This will cause her to seek your approval and make her more vulnerable to your advances. This book is garbage. If you want a girl to like you, talk to her like a human person.
Is that what's happening right now?
Seriously. Seriously!
Baz runs off past Zig.
Woo!
I suppose that was your doing?
Yeah. She was awesome. Don't ever change.
Don't worry, I won't.
Maya looks away from Zig awkwardly. Elsewhere, Lola follows Tiny out of school.
Can we just talk for 1 second? I need to tell you something.
Then text me.
Tiny Bell, I care more about you than any app.
He turns toward her.
And to prove it, I'm deleting Tinder right now.
She shows her phone as she deletes the app.
Now will you talk to me?
He motions with his head and holds her wrist as they move away from the students outside the front of school.
This doesn't change anything.
Yes, it does. I don't need Tinder anymore.
How do I know you're not just gonna dump me out of nowhere again?
Because that's what I was afraid of. That you'd dump me.
So Tinder was what? Your foot out of the door?
Ever since my mom took off, I've been afraid of people leaving me. Like, if I put all my eggs in your basket, what happens to me if you leave? I just get hurt.
I wasn't going anywhere.
Wait, I'm not done. But then I realized that being afraid of making a connection was making me lose out on all kinds of amazing stuff. Like being with you. So I'd really like to take back that stupid breakup text. Please. I mean, if you want that.
She looks down and Tiny smiles. He lifts her chin with his fingers, and she beams at him. Lola holds his face as they kiss.
So what? I'm the second course?
Anton?
You ordered another pizza?
He's the last guy. Haven't you heard of delivery?
Your Tinder girls are all the same.
Excuse me?
You should go.
Tiny steps closer to Anton, who hands the pizza to Lola. Anton starts to leave, but turns back suddenly.
Oh my god!
Anton punches Tiny. They fight as a teacher runs over.
What is going on here?
Anton runs away.
Hey, get back here!
She glares at Tiny.
To the office! Now!
Tiny follows the teacher into school past the students gathered around. Lola stands holding the pizza box. In the gym, Winston wraps a cable while another student disassembles a camera. Zoe walks over to Winston.
I was hoping I'd find you here.
Zoe, hey, we're kind of done here and you can't really crash the callbacks.
She looks down.
I'm sorry I freaked out on you.
Okay.
I thought getting involved with the gala would be a positive outlet.
Zoe steps past Winston, then turns back to him.
Miles said you like me.
He looks away.
I'm gonna have to have a word with him.
Why? I mean, why do you like me?
Because you're awesome. You're smart, funny, you don't take any crap. And it doesn't hurt that you're really, really pretty. You're basically like the perfect girl, and I...
She walks over and kisses him. He stares at her.
What did you do that for?
Because we like each other.
So are you my girlfriend now?
Yeah.
She smiles and hugs him. Winston grins, but Zoe's smile fades. In the school lobby, Lola paces outside the administration office. Tiny comes out. She hugs him, then touches his face.
I'm so sorry you got in trouble. This is all my fault.
No, it's not. You didn't sucker punch me.
But what happened? Did they interrogate you?
I got suspended. Zero tolerance on fighting.
But you were just defending me.
And I'll do it again.
I'll have to escort you off the school property now.
Principal Simpson, you can't do this. Tiny didn't even start it. He was attacked.
I'm sorry, Lola, but rules are rules.
Then the rules are wrong. I'll fix this, baby. I don't know how, but I will.
In the student council room, Tristan stands between Zoe and Winston.
This show is going to be epic, so we need tons of rehearsals.
Winston, I was looking for you.
Esme, I was about to email you.
Pardon, we're busy scheduling our MC rehearsals.
What? The two of you?
I managed to convince Winston that I was right for the part after all. Thanks for the suggestion.
Esme forces a smile.
I'm sure you'll do great.
She turns and walks out.
She'll recover.
Crap, I forgot my script. I have to go grab it from my locker. One sec.
Winston leaves the room.
Before you say anything, I'm sorry about what I said earlier.
Sure, whatever. Apology accepted. Winston. Winston who's a boy, not a girl?
I'm not about labels. I'm going to be the person that I want to be.
And the person you want to be is Mrs. Winston Chu.
He likes the best version of me, and that's what's going to make me happy.
Okay, I just had a brainwave. How do you guys feel about Degrassi cheerleaders, a retrospective?
That sounds awesome. I love it. And it'll totally complement the whole Degrassi
school. Zoe watches Esme walk past through the room's glass walls. She sits on the table and flicks the burn on her wrist. Zoe glances up, unsmiling. Cut to black. Opening credits continue. Anna Golia, Nikki Gold, Ricardo Hoyos, Aaron Kassam, Andre Kim, Lyle Latow, Eric Osborne, Olivia Scriven, Sarah Waysglass, Richard Walters, written by Alejandro Alcoba and Ian McIntyre, directed by Phil Earnshaw. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2016 Epitome Screen Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Over white, block letters surrounded with blue read, DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.